Okay, hallo, hallo. I once, many years ago, visited a temple in India for some weeks, stayed there, and and at one point, I needed to go and get something in the kitchen, and the Indian devotees there were very, they kind of stopped me. Well, although I was a brahmachari in good standing, Brahman initiated, and was occasionally doing deity worship in our temple, I was apparently not pure enough, which I thought was kind of interesting. But then the funny thing was that I thought, and anyone with the even ordinary Swedish standard, that the kitchen I was not allowed to enter was a complete mess. Actually, rather dirty, looking more like a car garage than a kitchen. Well, I've recently been following a discussion about child protection. And how strange it was that the teachers, even headmasters for ISKCON schools, were not groomed, as you say, or investigated, or, well, often they had no teacher's education or qualifications at all. They just wanted to work in the school. And then someone said that, well, in my country, I think it was Sweden, when you seek employment at a school as a teacher or in other roles, they will check you out, criminal records, all kinds of things, of course, apart from checking your work experience and your education. There are even laws regulating this, that they have to do this or that, and it includes looking into the character of the person. So then someone said, you know, yeah, dirty, karmic society is sometimes more sattvic than we are. And I actually thought that to myself a bit humoristically some time before, that well, my mother, for instance, and her family, they had a very high cleanliness standard. Our home was always spotless. Very tidy. And very sustainable. If a sock got a hole, it was mended. Kitchen and the kitchen utensils were perfectly clean, and so on. Well, I considered then unclean, and some of us even washed their pots with cow dung when we visited the parents. And then we went back and joked about what a smelly dump the Brahmacharya ashram was, and couldn't connect the two. We were still the purest. So yeah, I think if you get my drift here, but this is just one of those. Well, we just need to come down off our high horses that are actually just Don Quixote asses. And pick up good and valuable things wherever they are found. Sometimes by just picking up something that was valid hundreds of thousands of years ago, and inconsiderately, immaturely, just trying to follow it, often in a ritualistic or superficial way, then we can make a mess. So, well, it's really just a matter of using our intelligence a bit. Not even that much needed. Thank you. just need to look at that in the society around us, that best suits us for living a good sattvic life that is conducive for our development of Krishna consciousness. Such as, obviously, taking advantage of the well-developed system of vetting teachers and others who will work with children and young people. And so on. And that goes for a lot of things.